Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to cold weather. Most of the country is covered with that Arctic blast, and today's a little different than usual for me. I have my daughter Selena here. We may have disruption. She has autism, mental retardation, and cerebral palsy. I normally have a caregiver for her during the radio shows, but it wasn't possible today since we had such a freeze here. So bear with me. We might have a little background noise. But in the meantime, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. Our topic today is Love Your Body. And I am your speaker, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. And Janet Thornburg, you can message me for prayers at facebook.com. Our body is very misunderstood and blamed. It only does what you tell it to do, and it responds to your emotional center and your subconscious mind. And many of the other shows we've discussed how important it is to master our emotions and how powerful our thoughts are. So any of these shows can be listened to in the archives at any time. And I'd like to do a little cosmic weather now. The moon and Saturn are in a harsh aspect with the moon in Cancer going into Leo today. This adds to sensitivity. Our inner child could be wanting to emerge and play. And as we enter this Leo moon tonight, watch your feelings, and because it can give an off-kilter balance with the moon and a trine with Saturn and Uranus. We could at least growl or want to be angry or reactionary, so we need to watch that. And a little bit of numerology I wanted to give you for the year 2017 coming up. That's a 10, and 10 is a power number. This will be a powerful year of perfecting and also a prophetic revelation. Psychic powers could be very enhanced, and it should be very interesting in the worldwide with power in play, so we will see. It'll be an interesting year. On the Hebrew calendar, we're 5777. Interesting enough, we could finally see financial breakthroughs and a lot of spiritual revelation and answered prayer. Long-waited for things can come to manifest this year. It can basically be a very good year, and of course it depends on how you're thinking, because stinking thinking brings stinking action, so we need to think positive. And remember, even our body responds to our emotional center. And when we are very emotional about something, the body releases cortisol, a chemical in the body that actually makes you fat. So, and it does a lot of other things that aren't good as well. So it's something that we need to learn to deep breathe and clear that energy within our bodies. And we must realize that our body is the temple of the Most High God. If you're a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit resides in you. And sickness and disease do not come from God. They come from dark forces of the evil one. And you have to understand that. And that's part of the illusion that we have to master in this lifetime, along with mastering our emotions. So we can be determined. Everything in your life is determined by the choices you make. And the choices we make are determined between our intellect and our emotions. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say the person decides to engage in sexual behavior. And it's unprotected. And then they come down with some sort of STD. So we need to protect our bodies, and I recommend highly that people read The Seven Pillars of Health by Dr. Don Colbert. It outlines the seven steps to optimum health and basically reaching your highest potential in your health. Now, back when sidereal astrology, before tropical Placidus came in, there was body type information, and it would go by your physical body. For instance, mine is jovial, which is ruled by the planet Jupiter, and jovial people are people who are teachers, preachers. They want to bring the best out in other people. They interact well, and so that's a jovial body type. And taking our president-elect, Donald Trump, he's a Saturnite body type. And a Saturnite body type is ruled by the planet Saturn. And people with the Saturn pull are either famous or infamous and wealthy with a lot of influence. And they have the ability to influence other people. So that all that information went out when astrology became in and was popular, but it was something that was used. In fact, in my numerology charts, I do sidereal astrology, which is 25 degrees difference from the tropical Placidus, which most of our astrologers use today. So I would like to begin with a prayer. Father God, we come to you today, and we wished for your guidance. We ask for the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what we need to know and what's best for us in a coming year or circumstances that we're facing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, so far so good. So let's take this first call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I like Gnellsview.
Okay. Okay. First card is reflection. Reflection is what we think about when we're all alone and nothing is influencing us like work or. And the second card is mental thought. So you need to start speaking positive affirmations over your life. 2017, my last card is the Ace of Discs or the Ace of Coins. That means abundance, and it means success around money. An elevation, and that's crossed by the Knight of Discs, which means matters concerning money. So matters concerning money are going to improve. And there's something that you need to change in your thinking, and that is something that you know. It may make you nervous to even think about it, but, you know, that's what we can't recognize, what we can't look at or don't want to face. We hold on to, and overcoming something, 50% of the battle is recognizing you have it. An example on myself is I, even at my age now, I still have to fight the reality of things. I mean, the enemy will give you a reality that something's not going to happen, or there's aspects that keep things like Mercury retrograde delays things, and we're in one right now. So just think very positive. Say positive affirmations. A good one that I say every day before I start out is, I am surrounded by God's favor like a shield. That's a good one for you right now because of what's going on in your career, and also you will see the right person come into your life in 2017. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Yeah, we have to realize that our body, too, is our gravitational pull. Your weight is supposed to be your gravitational pull. Well, your body type has to do with gravitational pull. I can give you an example, like a Venusian ruled by Venus. Venusian body types are usually like pear-shaped. They're heavier on top, and then it comes down to, and then their bottom may be small. Venusian body types have a lot of love life issues, emotional issues in family, maybe hard on themselves, and they like to eat. They like a lot of pleasure. They like that one of their weaknesses could be eating. Not that all of them have it. Everything's 2 degrees. But I think body type information is very interesting because you can go out, you can tell kind of how a person's going to be by knowing how they react to things. And so it was a fun science for me, and I thought I'd share a little of it with you. And I want to give you the contact information for today's show. It's 646-378-1297. My information to find me, again, is Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644-478 at keen.com and Janet Thornburg at facebook.com for prayers. Okay, let's take the next call here. All right, I'm on Mercury retrograde. All right, here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, sweetie.
How are you?
Did you get my Christmas card?
I don't know. I haven't been down to my mailbox today. It's like ice out there.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Okay.
Thank you.
Can you give me a reading for me for next year?
Sure. First card is action, and this is action of change, a lot of change. And, you know, right now you have the angel Gabriel, and of course you always have Michael, but angel Gabriel is working with your mind to sit you in the right direction, and you're beginning to think about things you want to do, and you're thinking about moving up, which is good. But there is an elevation for you. You're going to have more money in the bank than you have had in 2016. Your finances look better. That's astrologically indicated to degrees, of course, and a really good opportunity to where your good side, your creativity side can come out. You know, I think you sense things about the people that you care for, and you know how to like an activities director. You know how to make them all happy. So,
I have been one. Yeah. I've been an activity director before. Yeah.
But I'm just saying you have that quality.
Oh.
You have that quality. Not that you're going to be one. You just have the quality of being able to see what makes people happy. And so you have a lot of action. Also, your emotional needs are going to be met. I really feel that you're going to meet, and this is coming up in the springtime of 2017, the person that you may commit to.
I have to wait till springtime to meet him?
No. No.
Oh.
That's the decision time.
Oh, the decision time is in the spring.
Yeah.
Oh.
For commitment. So, in other words, you could meet him next week, and between now and April, you'll realize by April or May that you found your right partner.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. See how Mercury retrograde does it?
And when you described that body part earlier, you described my daughter Penny to the T. That was so her.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Oh, God, yeah. Perfect.
Well,
that was perfect.
There's lunar body type. There's Jovial. There's Venusian. You know, it's an interesting science, and it used to be something that readers did, but they, you know, when astrology came in, they stopped doing it.
Okay, but what about people like me with belly fat I can't get rid of?
Belly fat.
Yeah,
well,
a lot of
you know,
belly
that
fat.
That is the stubborn one. And actually, in Dr. Colbert's book on the 7 pillars of health, he addresses that issue. And you know, that is really a good book to get. And we need to take care of we need to love our bodies. You'd be surprised how your whole mind, emotions, and everything responds to that. I recommend massage. I think it changes the chi in your body, which is the inner energy. America's Miss Selena. That was Miss Selena. Okay. It takes all these things working together for good. And we want to bring ourselves to our highest level of destiny, our highest level of consciousness, and all these things work together. Like I said, if your spirit's in control, your spirit will heal your soul, and your soul and your spirit together will bring your body into alignment, and you walk in divine health. You walk in divine health.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. God bless.
You too. Be blessed. Thank
you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Here we go. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing good. We have a little extra voice once in a while, but we're doing it.
That's all right. Selena's being good.
Yeah.
So whatever the cards have to say.
Okay. First card is the Nine of Cups. That's the wish card. That means you're going to get your wish. In this deck, and I'm using the Sacred Circle, it means stability. Well, getting your wish would bring you stability. So you are going to see your wish come true. And in the present line is the Tower, which means you've been disappointed. Some destructive energies have come against your wish and your desires to do things. And the last card is the Nine of Discs, which is the Nine of Coins. It was financial gain in this deck, but it also means financial independence. It's crossed by the Knight of Discs, which is money matters. So money does matter. Make the world go around, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it says analyzing, and you have the card of rebirth, and you're trying to analyze why this or that, you know, and just don't worry about analyzing. Worry about leaning on the Spirit of the Lord, because this is His desire for you. And you know what I do sometimes is remind Him of His word, like in 2 John. It says, "Beloved, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health." So you say that to God. You say to God, "Father, your word says that you wish that I be prosper and be in good health. Well, I need that to happen." That's supplication. That's making a demand on God's supply without being demanding. It's just reminding Him of His word, and the word is powerful, and it'll manifest things into your life. You are going to see more stability in 2017, where you have financial. Right now, you feel like you're in bondage a little bit, and there's been some very strong emotions. You've been very much affected by the moon, and as I said at the beginning of the show, the moon is messing with us. It's also bringing the inner child in us forward. You might want to play. You might not want to be responsible. And, of course, it's 2 degrees on everybody. But 2017, you really are going to see your wish. You're going to have financial independence. You're going to be able to help people. And feel really good about yourself.
Good. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
That's wonderful.
God
Thank
bless
you so
you
much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So, understanding sometimes how your body works by knowing body types, like I said, with a Venusian body type, maybe the eating thing. A lunar body type is greatly affected by the moon, like the astrological sign of Cancer and other ones too, but Pisces. A jovial body type also cannot have to worry about, may have an appetite, and that means the emotional center is triggering that. It's not that, it's emotional center that everything begins with the thoughts, emotional center that triggers certain eating disorders. And so we have to, by understanding these things, you can catch them. You'll catch yourself doing it, and then you can change that. That's what it means by taking a thought captive and replacing it with something positive. And loving your body is doing what you can, like exercise. Exercise seems to be the key to everything. Exercise is supposed to, even if it's just walking. Walking is great. Just going out walking. Kind of hard right now because of all the ice, but nice little jaunt around the house or getting yourself a one of those exercise walkers will help. Not only does it help arthritis, it helps depression, it helps so many things. And then, of course, eating right, your body responds to that, too. And like I said, Dr. Colbert's book covers all these areas, and it's a great source to help you if you want to. And loving yourself completely will attract the right people to you. You know, when you don't love yourself, you don't love your body, you don't take care of it. That's a form of depression. But when you love yourself, you'll attract others to love you. And that's what you want to look for. You want people that truly love you. And then we got to completely change. Loving ourselves is crucial to getting off of repeating patterns, the wheel of repeating the same experiences. And I think that's the definition for insanity. It's doing the same things and expecting a different result. So we need to get off that wheel of repeating the same cycles, the same type of relationships. We want to do things that are good for us. And it all begins with thought. Remember that. If we start working with the mind, the rest of it will fall into place, like I said. So take another call here. We got one with a question mark. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Oh, Janet?
Yes.
Oh, it's me.
Hi.
I was trying to get a hold of you.
Well, you got a hold of me. What can I do for you?
Yeah, thank God. I talked to Michael over there in Susanville. And I was supposed to meet him, but I lost contact with him. So I was just wondering, what do you see coming up? And then my son goes to court next week.
Okay.
And I'm just being leery of people that may come over here.
I show a money restriction. Are you having trouble with money?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're trying to get in control of your life, and you know, a lot of things are pressing upon you. For instance, your son is a big factor, and you're analyzing your life, and you're really wanting to find the right person for yourself. And You're a strong woman in a lot of ways. I've got the warrior, you know, the female warrior. You have the strength, and you had a lot of strength in the past, but some of that got beat down, I want to say, by the circumstances and things that's happened in your life. You've had a long path here of things, and you're being challenged to change everything and start thinking. Well, right now your focus is on your son because I guess his future is at stake, I take it. I'll look at him in just a minute. But you could have a much better situation in your life. You need to lean on the Holy Spirit, lean on God, and trust him to open doors for you. because, like I said, the numerology for this year is a 5777 5 and 5777 is the number on the Jewish calendar. And we can, with those three sevens in there, we can really, and the five in the beginning, we can have a very pleasurable year. But everything has to do with the way we think. God gives us free will. He does not interfere with humanity. He has done everything already through his son, Jesus, on the cross. We need to access that finished work with our faith. And you need to let him bring the right person to you. Now I want to look at your son, and he will, and he will. This is a year that you can see answered prayer quickly, miracles. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. All right, the first one says that he is makes things really hard for himself, and he's taking this very hard, what he's facing, and he's very nervous about it. He's not sure how it's going to go. He has a lot of regret, and he's very, very deep. There's some deep-seated emotions that are making him act out, and he almost feels driven by it. He needs our prayers, and he needs to know that, you know, you're standing by him, but you're not going to be abused by him. There's a tendency for him to blame you for everything. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. And he was doing good and everything. It's just that people have a tendency to want more from things from me, but
that's the way
of
the
world.
I
just try to be careful who I associate with.
Yeah, you have to be. You have to be. Because there are predators out there. There are people who will do anything to further their own aim.
I
want to think of a drug addict's coming to my mind. That drug addict thinks, and I'm not calling anybody a drug addict. I'm just using this as an example. All they can think about is that next high, the next time that they're going to be able to get high, and they're driven, and they'll do anything. It's being driven, and it's being emotionally driven, and you need to be careful what you connect yourself with, because that, you're opening the door to trouble. But I see a complete change for you in 2017, and I want you to know that you and your son will definitely be in my daily prayers, and you need to lean on God. You need to lean on God. The Spirit's telling me to have you read the 23rd Psalm once a day for 7 days, and something good will happen.
Okay. Okay? Yeah. Okay, I was hoping nothing bad was going to come up anymore.
I don't see anything bad. I see a change of pattern from this old pattern to a new pattern, but you need to agree to it. God does not interfere with us. He gives us free will. He's not going to make us do anything. He's not going to make us love him. You can't make anybody love you. You know, it's not real. It's pretend. It's an act. It's whatever. It has to be the real thing. They really love him. And the same thing in a relationship. It isn't going to work unless it's the real thing. If somebody's pretending to love you, they're using you.
Yeah.
And all this can change for you. This is a good reading. But you need to agree to it. And you will do it by demonstrating that you agree to it by reading that psalm. Because Psalm 23 begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That means you won't want for anything.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Awesome. Good. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. And just call me on Keen, and I'll send you minutes.
Yeah,
and you'll be in my prayer.
Okay.
Send me an email. Send me an email on Keenan, and then I'll have all the information I need.
All right.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
God bless.
Okay. Bye.
All right. You know, we just need to learn, I think, how to get out of our own way sometimes. And we are definitely very unique. We're diamonds in the rough. We're very unique individuals. There's no two snowflakes alike and no two individuals alike. I mean, we have some parallels and some things that are the one thing about us that's the same is if you were a surgeon and you opened us up, we're all the same inside. And all those systems are the same. And God created us the same. There is a definite difference between the male and female and how they think and how they process. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Again, here's these planets influencing us. And we are affected by celestial influences. For instance, this moon thing that we're in now, and it's been tense. It's making people think emotionally instead of spiritually, and it's been making for bad moods and depression, irritability. All of that exists, along with this Mercury retrograde, which has certainly done me in with the car problem and the washing machine breakdown. But in all of that, I have faith in God. I'm leaning on Him that it's all going to be all right. Things come to us in this life, and we have to just learn that it's okay. You know, it's okay. We can get through it. We have to trust Him. He says in this world we'll have trouble. Jesus said that. Okay, I have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay.
I'd just like you to do general for me because I'm in a cab,
okay.
So I'm headed home.
Okay. The first card is a High Priest, which has to do with your skills. It has to do a lot with your divine skills. And you're going to have a year of financial independence, and an independence period. You've been on this cycle of emotional ups and downs where you see them, but you have to ground yourself and you have to go through this process. But you know what? That's going to end, and you are going to meet the right person. There's a little bit of financial restriction here in the present, but I think past this holiday it'll be okay.
Well, it's because I don't want to spend. I'm not trying to spend, so that's the restriction.
You're restricting yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like the universe restricted me. It's like, okay, you're spending too much. But no, you're going to recover from all this, and you are going to, you have the skill. You have gone through a lot. You've got a lot to you know, of knowledge from your. And that's how we learn. We learn from our mistakes, and you know we
mm-hmm.
go on and we learn from them. And you definitely do. And you have a lot to offer people because you've been through it yourself. And you have good bring all that to the table. But you're going to meet the right person. And there is a major purchase in 2017, like a house.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because that's exactly what I want. So, but, you know, the thing I'm just at a crossroads because I don't know whether to buy here or in another state. That's why it may get pushed back.
All right. Well, first of all, you ask the Spirit to reveal to you wisdom on to make that right decision. And it'll come to you. It'll come to you, or somebody will, you know, like me, or even somebody you know,
Hi.
Will realize. Hi, Selena. Go back and watch TV, honey. Come on. Yeah, later.
Tell her thank you.
Okay. She's been good, though. She really is.
That's
She's
good.
Being
That's
good.
Good.
Yeah. it's just, you know, it's something that's new to her for me to do this when she's here, and it's like, what are you doing? Hi. You've grown a lot emotionally, and you're going to recover from all the injuries and emotional letdowns that you've had. You're going to be very successful in this next relationship. Very successful.
Okay.
So it looks to me like you're getting two of your dreams here in 2017.
Yeah.
And remember, it's a 10. 2017 is a 10. That's a power number. And if we take back our power, where we're not letting things get us down and manipulate us into being depressed and all of that, we take back our power and start exercising it and acting out in the world in our full potential power, doors are going to open that no man can shut.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling like I'm there, you know, so, yeah.
Yes, well, according to this reading, you are definitely headed there. So you're in that mode. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Cool.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
I'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, so, you know, our body is subject to the choices we make. And the choices we make, like I said before, is determined in the between the intellect and the emotions. And being emotionally driven, that's when it can start a eating binge or maybe an addiction like alcohol or drugs to escape reality. And you're only keeping yourself in bondage, because addiction is bondage, and we don't need to be into bondage. Bondage is not fun, and we need to be free of that. So we need to understand that loving ourselves completely includes loving your body. And when you start loving your body, your health will improve. It's just like the rest of us, it needs attention. We need attention. And so loving yourself is crucial to get off the wheel of repeating mistakes. And so I pray today, Father God, we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We praise you for the Holy Spirit, which is here in the earth to comfort us and to teach us and to console us. And we're asking for your wisdom and guidance in our everyday life to take good care of our body as it's your temple. And we praise you for everybody that called in. We praise you for this time of sharing. And we thank you for everything that Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen. Okay, I love everybody. I hope you have a safe and happy and Merry Christmas, and definitely a Happy New Year, and look forward to 2017. It's a powerful year, and you really can achieve your goals. All you need to do is believe it. God bless you. I'll notify you of the next show. Good night.